Now, back to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Here's Dave Benton.
Joe Rexrow, Lansing State Journal, will be with us in about 15 minutes talking Michigan State pro football. Michigan State pro football. Really? That was going to be my tease coming into that. Nice job, Dave.
It's been a good run so far.
Scored up to that one. Way to go. Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here with my co-host and producer, Scott Eckersley, talking spring football ourselves. We've moved away from pro football, and we're now into spring football. And Scott, I got to be honest, I don't learn a lot from spring football games, nor do I value a lot of what I see. And I think I've told this story before, but just in case listeners haven't heard this, this is the exact moment when I knew that spring football games mean absolutely nothing. When I was a sophomore at Central Michigan, I went to the spring game, and there were four quarterbacks playing that day. Three of them looked pretty good. The fourth one couldn't even throw a spiral. He was awful. Threw like three picks in the game, was absolutely terrible. His name was Dan LeFever. Then, in the fall, when they took on Boston College, Brian Brunner gets hurt on the third play of the game. Dan LeFever comes in. Me and everybody else in the crowd who had been to the spring game said, "What are they doing? This guy can't even throw a spiral." I will tell you, everybody in the Central Michigan crowd, it was a consensus that we were very unhappy that Dan LeFever was coming into the game. By the end of the second quarter, we were pretty happy that Dan LeFever was coming to the game. And at that point, Scott, I made the opinion that I will never pay attention to what happens at a spring football game.
I did learn one thing from a spring game last year. I went down to the Michigan spring game or scrimmage there. That's not a game by any means. And I did come away with that knowing that Denard Robinson would be the starting quarterback because all of a sudden he could throw.
You're right. And I'm not saying that's every single spring game. I'm sure we're going to learn stuff today.
It's very rare. It's very rare. The one thing we might find out is which receiver maybe is going to stand up and come out along with B.J. Cunningham and Keyshawn Martin, if it's going to be Keith Nichol, maybe.
You know, and we'll talk with Joe Rexroth about this, but, you know, you talk about Johnny Adams and quotes coming out of the coaching staff that he's playing like a Big Ten defensive player of the year right now. And I just wonder how you can know Johnny Adams is playing like a Big Ten player of the year if he's lining up against not as solid talent as he's going to play against the elite teams in the Big Ten. I don't know how you figure out that that's the case.
Because you compare him to where he's at compared to Chris L. Rucker, who was a Big Ten player, all Big Ten player last year.
Oh, well done. Chalk one up to you. But if you had to name something, Scott, that you were interested in seeing today, there has to be at least something that you want to see today. What do you want to see today?
I want to see the linebackers. That is by far the biggest question there is out there. Who's going to come in for Greg Jones and Eric Gordon? By far the two biggest things MSU is going to miss. Chris Norman was there. He put in a lot of time. We won't see him. He's injured today. So then you get to see even more of Max Bulla, Steve Gardner, Tyquan Hammock, and Denikos Allen. Those are the four guys, in my opinion, who are really out there to try to get the two starting spots alongside Chris Norman. And I remember last week when we had Jim Comperoni on from Spartan Mag, he was talking about, I think it's what, Denikos Allen and Max Bull are kind of pulling away. Gardner's been a kid, I talked to him when he came in as a freshman. He was pretty highly touted from, I believe, from near Columbus, Ohio, took him away from Ohio State. He's got some speed. I like to see these guys. They've been on special teams. I want to see how they can actually fit into the linebacker core.
You know what I'm interested in seeing? I want to see what Le'Veon Bell looks like a year after he sort of hit a freshman wall. Some running backs don't recover from that freshman wall. Other running backs recover beautifully, and they're fantastic their sophomore year. Now, I'm not saying he's going to run for 170 yards today. By no means am I saying something like that. But I would like to see him hit some holes with some good speed. I would like to see him run downhill a little bit. I just want to see that Le'Veon Bell is fresh from last year, because towards the end of the year, to no fault of his own, it happens. When you are a true freshman, you have to remember, these kids play 8 games of a high school season, maybe 10 or 11 if they make it deep in the playoffs. They are not used to a full college football season, and so they're going to hit these freshman walls. And Bell hit that, and I would like to see where he's at, because I will tell you this. If Bell is healthy and fresh, they may have the top running back tandem between him, Caper, and Baker of anybody in the country. I'm dead serious. And I,
that's
you know
a trio,
me.
Not a tandem.
I'm sorry,
yes.
Trio. Of anybody in the country. Depth-wise, I would like to see somebody come up with a better 1-2-3 than that group.
Well, and the other thing that I'm excited to see is Nick Hill, the fourth running back you can add to that, a smaller speed guy that hasn't really been around Michigan State for quite a while. And then the other thing that I'm looking forward to, and I was able to see it last year, you get to see Andrew Maxwell play a lot of downs. Because, let's face it, if Kirk Cousins gets hurt again for any period, it's going to be Andrew Maxwell. And next year, Andrew Maxwell
He's
is
the
guy. So he needs to be ready to step in. And I think this year, not this game, but this year, holds a lot into him getting into that.
One question
role.
I have for you, and I'm going to ask Joe Rexroth this too. Is it fair to expect William Golston to take it to that next level this year?
I think so, yes. I don't know what Joe's going to say, but
oh,
I do.
I'm not asking you to predict what Joe's going to say. I'm asking what you think. As a Spartan, I'm wondering what you feel. Put on your Spartan fan hat for a second. As a Spartan do you expect William Golston to get to that next
As
level?
As a fan and somebody who covers the team, yes. I saw the flashes from him. I think he can put in the time and be an every down player, not just a third down rusher.
Fair enough. We'll get Joe Rexroth's opinion next on everything spring football. Lansing State Journal, it's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.